Elsewhere, hundreds of thousands of Turks have gathered in Istanbul for a so-called pro-democracy rally. They answered a call from President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to denounce Turkey's July 15th abortive coup. The quote, democracy and martyrs rally marks the end of 3 weeks of mass demonstrations across Turkey in support of the president. The event is being held at the Yenikapi meeting area by the Marmara Sea in Istanbul's European side. It aims to represent unity among Turks. The participants have been urged to carry only the Turkish flag instead of party banners. Two of the three opposition parties have been invited to attend the rally, with the only exception being the pro-Kurdish People's Democracy Party, or the HDP. Ankara has accused a U.S.-based opposition figure, Fethullah Gulen, of masterminding the coup attempt, but Gulen denies all knowledge of it. Over 60,000 people from the military, judiciary, civil service, and the education sector have been dismissed, detained, or put under investigation for suspected links to the putsch. Well, author and radio host Stephen Lenman joins us now from Chicago to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Lenman, welcome to the program. First of all, what do you make of the democracy and martyrs rally that culminated today in Istanbul?
Well, Erdogan has taken full advantage of the events of July 15, whether it was a coup or whether it was state-sponsored, whether the CIA was involved, whether the Gulenists were involved. Turkey's long history, it's been a good while, but its long history of military coups taking over and running the country does not go down well with the majority of the Turkish population. So Erdogan is taking advantage of this and marshaling the Turkish people to support him against the possibility of militarists again taking control of the country. The other thing that's intriguing to me is what's going on in the Middle East and Erdogan's involvement with Washington's war on Syria, which is Obama's war, of course. It's not a civil war. And since a Turkish aircraft shot down a Russian one in Turkish airspace, Russia has imposed very punishing sanctions on Turkey, costing it billions of dollars in trade. Erdogan wants normalized relations with Russia. Russia is very eager to restore relations with one important proviso, that Erdogan stop supporting terrorists, in which case he can profit by regaining the billions of dollars in trade lost. And on Tuesday, August 9th, I believe in Moscow, the two leaders will meet. Now, just imagine the possibilities. If Turkey stops supporting the terrorists against Syria and joins Russia in combating them, that completely subverts America's imperial agenda in the Middle East. What a dramatic turnaround that would be. That's what interests me the most.
Mr. Lenman, obviously there are a number of hypotheses as to what took place on July the 15th in Turkey. Do you think that figuring out what actually happened will also help us understand what direction Turkey is heading and what direction the president now, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is steering Turkey to?
Well, I think we will one of these days get all the facts coming out. But, you know, usually the events happen and things pass and we move on to other stories. And maybe months or years later, the truth finally comes out. My God, after 15 years after 9/11, we're still debating what happened. I mean, to me, there's no debate, but we're still debating it and whether the Saudis are involved and so on and so forth. So the events of July 15 in Turkey certainly will know exactly what went on at some point. But when it does come out, it won't matter. What's happening right now is what's important. And again, to me, the crucial thing is whether Putin and Erdogan can get together and stop this terror against the Syrian people and subvert American imperialism. And that would turn around the whole region if that can happen.
And there are also two loose elements in this whole failed coup scenario, one being the United States and the other being Fethullah Gulen. Ankara maintains that it was the Gulenists and Fethullah Gulen that orchestrated the coup. Fethullah Gulen has also maintained his side of the story, stating that he had nothing to do with it. What are your thoughts on those two pieces of the puzzle?
Well, what we do know is that Tagulan has been a longtime CIA asset. He lives in Pennsylvania. He's protected by the CIA. So the idea of extraditing him to Turkey is pretty much off the table unless America decided to abandon him, which certainly would be a possibility. America has abandoned its allies and assets many times in the past, so it's possible they would abandon Gulen, but they haven't done it so far. They demand evidence from Turkey. They're not satisfied with what Erdogan has provided. So he's safe now, but he's 75 years old. He's not in the best of health. It's very possible the CIA was involved in this. And again, we'll know one day. We don't know for certain now. I suspect things were more state-sponsored, but I'll reserve my final judgment until more facts come out.
And what about relations with Europe, Ankara's relations with the EU? European countries and the EU have already censured Ankara for their calls of probably reinstating the death penalty.
Well, I think the real issue with Europe, the EU countries, is keeping Turkey, the nation, to house the many, many thousands of refugees and asylum seekers. They're not migrants, they're refugees and asylum seekers from war-torn countries like Syria, of course, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and it's very important for EU countries to maintain Turkey. It's a virtual concentration camp for these people. So Turkey holds an ace in the hole over EU nations to support its policies and go along with what it wants to do. I think the EU countries will do everything possible to keep Turkey in the fold, and maybe making promises but delaying implementing them for as long as possible, like Turkey wanting to join the EU. And why Turkey wants to do this, I simply can't understand, because the EU is a sinking ship, and why any nation would want to be a part of it is beyond me.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lenman, author and radio host Stephen Lenman, joining us from Chicago.